This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Mine with these soft as can be. Well, when you're loving me.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. As I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, this is the best I've felt about the St. Louis Blues all season long. The winning streak is now at 3. Joining us live from New York, Chris Kerber, waking up early with us. Chris, thanks for your time today. Did the Blues have a skate today, or did they get the morning off?
No, they did get the morning off, Frank, so unfortunately I'm not going to be a huge help when it comes to the lineup tonight, but they did not even go to the rink. We got into the hotel probably about 1 o'clock in the morning last night, so they gave the guys a day off.
So the gut feel by Craig Berube to go with Jake Allen, who was successful against the Caps 11 days earlier, worked out. I know a lot of people in that first period thought after the goal, oh, no, this is a bad decision. But the guy who scored the goals got 640 of them, and it really worked out well. Your evaluation of Jake last night?
I thought Jake was once again good. I think if you're going to nitpick, there were times it looked like he was having trouble finding rebounds, but much like the team was there for Jordan Binnington, the teammates were there to clear it in front of the net from him. Man, I'll tell you something. The discussions about whether or not that power play goal should have gone in baffle me, and here's why. Ovechkin, just as Brendan Shanahan in terms of power play goals and the all-time career list, has been doing that his whole career. And I think sometimes you just have to appreciate the brilliance of sports sometimes, Frank. This guy, you know where he's at. You know where they're going to pass the puck. You know he's going to shoot it from there. And teams can't stop it. And so I got to be honest with you. Yeah, I guess some people are saying that, that he should have gotten over there to make the save, that you're giving up that goal short side. I got to be honest with you. I give credit to Alex Ovechkin. He's been doing it his whole career, so I'm not hanging that one on Jake. At least that's me personally, but sometimes we give credit to the greatness of a goal scorer like that guy.
Binnington tonight, any reason to think that's not going to happen?
No, I would fully expect them to stick with their plan just like they did before. So that is the one lineup thing that I do expect is Jordan Binnington back in tonight.
So another almost dominating performance in 5-on-5 for the Blues last night.
Yeah, it really was. And, 5-on-5 now, the team is just -7, which sounds like, negative, but it's actually positive considering where they've been. And you're talking 8 straight games now, or even going back to the Pittsburgh game, I think the Blues are better than the Penguins 5-on-5. So, and that's, I think, starting in their defensive end. They're keeping defensemen in front of the net. They're exiting the zone properly. The forwards are coming back with support. And then the other thing that's happening, too, is what's really changed this is the back checking. The forwards, Frank, are coming back so hard now, which is good, that the defensemen are able to stand up. And if the defensemen are able to stand up at the blue line, they force teams to make plays and cause some turnovers. Their 5-on-5 play here in the last 8 games has been the best it's been all season long.
The best he's played maybe in his entire career is David Perron, a point now in 11 straight games. He's got 16. He's almost on pace for 30 as we speak. What's going right with David Perron?
Well, first off, he and Ryan O'Reilly have had a connection. When David went to Anaheim from Pittsburgh, he had some really good success, and he was playing with Ryan Getzlaf. When we talked to David after the game last night, he was comparing some of the success he's having right now with Ryan O'Reilly to the success he had with Getzlaf in Anaheim because of the way that Ryan O'Reilly wins the puck, because of the way he can hang on to the puck, because of the way that those two can win the puck battles. They're finding some tremendous success together. So I thought it was a really interesting comparison for David Perron to link Ryan O'Reilly to Ryan Getzlaf last night.
We're talking with Chris Kerber. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. What about Tom Wilson? I know he's a public enemy number one in St. Louis for what happened in the preseason. But last night, another cheap shot. And I guess, the Blues have had players that have done that in the past. But, boy, when he does that, as I tweeted last night, I wish, Tony Twist would come out of retirement.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. You and a lot of other people. Look, he plays the game on the edge, and he's earned himself a 6-year contract at about $5 million a year. If teams don't like it, teams could have done something. You had Pat Maroon out there. You had Joel Edmondson out there. Joel Edmondson was the one that took the pop in the face. You know, later on in the game, they might have could have gone after him once you had that 4-1 lead. But he's an agitator, and there's some villains out there. And while I don't like some of the cheap shots he's taken, I love the fact that the league has a villain. I mean, we need some bad guys out there for some people to hate and to stir it up. So from that standpoint, I kind of get a kick out of it. I'll tell you this, though. I thought, Frank, the officiating last night with a young referee in his second year, I think, in Jake Brink, Jean Hébert, more of a veteran official, was some of the worst I've seen all year. And it wasn't because there weren't a lot of penalties called, but it's what was called, and that didn't happen. You know, the guy toe-picked behind the net. Ryan O'Reilly didn't get him with the stick. Tarasenko didn't hold, you know, his player, and those things were called. And then on that Wilson play, Wilson should have gotten a double minor for roughing, and the Blues, and if you're going to put Maroon in the box, you put Maroon in the box for roughing. And you've got guys like Tim Peel and a couple other guys that, you know, are towards the end of a career and scheduled to start retiring. And I think the National Hockey League is going to have to offer these guys some dough, keep them in the league, because the state of their young officials, in my opinion, is just not good. Now, they're going to tell you it's fine. They're going to throw a bunch of statistics at you and stuff like that. And to me, that's all PR spin. I watch enough games and I see these guys enough that I am concerned about the overall quality of the young officials. And it comes down to the feel of the game. And last night was an example of it.
Tarasenko with another special goal last night.
Yeah, and that one was a sniper. There's a GIF out on Twitter the NHL put out where it's a great reverse angle from that goal. He's got 4 points in his last two games, and Frank, if he starts to heat up, if he starts to find the back of the net, that's going to help propel this team much more better than just a three-game win streak. He's such a key to creating some mismatches if he catches on fire, and he's been fun to watch here in these last couple games.
So give us the update on the playoff picture as we speak on this Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah, kind of fun to talk about it after 45 games. So the win last night put the Blues to within 3 points of a playoff spot. Right now, the second wild card held by Minnesota. They've been struggling. And then you've got the first wild card held by Colorado. They've been struggling. But, Frank, here's what's happened in just this three-game win streak and really the fact that the Blues have won 5 of their last 7. They've also pulled to within just 6 points of the third spot in the Central Division. And they've got 2 games in hand on both Colorado and Dallas. So the Blues are right in the thick of this thing, not just for a wild card spot, but with a little more fortunate scoreboard watching, you could find yourself really in a heated race for a guaranteed playoff spot in the third spot in the Central.
Isn't that incredible? In a season where everybody is so down on this team, and then let's just say they just are smoking hot down the stretch here, and then you've had seasons where you've been really good and you've been at the top of the division, these 110-point seasons, and then you get to the playoffs and you're not playing your best hockey. I mean, it's all about you playing your best hockey as you enter the playoffs. This would be just an amazing story.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that people apparently after day one of a season, no matter what the sport, they want everybody because, whether it be, highlight shows, opinion shows, whatever it is, everybody, it's all about predictions rather than just breaking down what's going on and enjoying the ride. And you've got an 82-game season. You've got to play it out. But we've just passed the midway point of a season. So as rough and uneven as the first half was, the second half could be that much better. And, yeah, did you put yourself in a hole? Sure. But because you've got the teams faltering ahead of you, and that's a good thing with Dallas, Colorado, and Minnesota themselves a little bit right now. They've given the Blues a chance to take advantage of it and make up for the first half. That's why I always say have fun, break it down, live through the emotion, but at the same time, enjoy the ride, You're not much of a genius if you say after game 10 that your season's over, so you might as well have some fun with it.
Great stuff. Chris, we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We will talk on Thursday, I believe. Yes, sir.
Sounds great, Frank. Have a good day.
All righty. Chris Kerber, Voice of the Blues, brought to you by Petromart. Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you in a hurry. Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. PetroMart has something for everybody. It's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. PetroMart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues. We'll be back with Martin Kilcoyne.